Com.
It's Memorial Day. Memorial Day is so huge for many of us because we have grandfathers, fathers, sons, brothers, cousins, daughters, sisters that gave up their lives to serve this country and to protect our liberties, because that's what it's about. And you think of the military and you think of the long hours, the long stretches of deployment, and some of the sad things that many have had to deal with post-traumatic stress, and often caught in between coming back home, trying to put the pieces of their lives together, and then the ultimate sacrifice, which is what Memorial Day is about, the rows and rows of beautiful white headstones that we see when we go to Arlington Cemetery or one of the other military cemeteries across the United States. My grandfather is buried in one. He died a couple of years ago, and I never felt more proud and started to think and have pictures of him of when he served, and he was in the Philippines. And I know he would have loved that, the flag that they gave to my nephew playing taps, and to see a similar scene on a smaller scale, still a very large cemetery, but to see the rows and rows and rows of white tombstones, and just to think about that, to think about that sacrifice. So when you're out there, my friends, living it up, living the dream, having some fun, kicking back, trying to hit a slow pitch softball, or whatever it is you choose to do, think about it. Take a moment and think about the sacrifice that so many people have made. Speaking of sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, I think, is to lose someone tragically, whether it's through war, which is what I just described, such an amazing gift in a sense, because so many volunteered to fight, especially in our later wars and even World War I and II, and think back to the beginning, the very, very beginning, because I would even say the Revolutionary War. But now you think of Oklahoma and a different kind of sad sacrifice, a different sad scenario happening as they start to bury their dead, start to have funerals and say goodbye to people who were taken off the planet in an instant. It is a reminder to all of us that the little trite sayings that are on a calendar with the person who sits next to you, you third shifters, and elsewhere, that says, live every day as if it was your last. You know all those sayings? Well, they're really true. And it was devastating, that tornado that went through Moore. And what is really devastating is, what if they had had shelters? What if they had had basements? Well, basements, a lot of Oklahoma homes don't necessarily have basements. But what about storm shelters? They estimate in that city, maybe 10% had them, 10%. The ones that did have them, that got into the storm shelters, were fine. The tornadoes there are so prevalent. I mean, it's Tornado Alley. And I think I was stunned to learn that it was that number. I assumed that it would be more. And, you know, these storm shelters aren't necessarily cheap, but cheap comparatively to a dying in 200-mile-an-hour winds with debris smashing into your head. This was an EF5 monster, this tornado. The worst that it gets. I mean, it ravaged the soil. It ravaged everything, ate everything in its way. So there are many survivors. There are many heroes to this story. This is a close-knit community. It's just been a couple of days, but the reality sinking in that, oh, if only we had had a storm shelter, what a difference that might have made in in somebody having their life saved, especially those elementary school kids who died drowning. If they had been taken to a shelter, it would be a much different story. Here's a couple of things. The mayor, Mick Cornett, talks about how awful it is and having to bury the dead, having to go through this process 24 different times. And then Congressman Sam Graves talking about what I was just talking about. What about school shelters? Take a listen.
It scares teachers, you know, just as much as students. These are devastating storms.
It's going to be a long weekend. Not that my schedule is more important than anybody else's, but I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch at 9 and then attending the first funeral at 10. The numbers of this event are becoming even more staggering. 33,000 people affected, 12 to 13,000 homes impacted, property damages $1.5 to $2 billion. This is going to be a tough weekend for us as we bury those children who died in the elementary school and the rest of our citizens who fought from the storm and just couldn't evade the terror.
All right, so if you wanted to know what it was like, somebody told me today that it was more powerful than an atomic bomb. Yeah, that's what it was like. I think it's like a sound of a freight train, but an atomic bomb gives you an idea what an EF5 would certainly be like going through the neighborhood. And I think right there you heard the mayor who said it best, talking about how many people are displaced, up to 2 million and property damage, and this city is unrecognizable, especially from the air. When you look down, you really sense the tragedy. You see that there's very little left except for debris, which will all be cleared out. Then you'll have parcels of land that will be part of the whole rebuilding, putting foundations that were there. And it, I think, is still pretty shocking to the people who are living through this, and the cleanup and the recovery and all of that. It's just absolutely devastating. And the fact that it was upgraded to an EF5 is not necessarily surprising. The looking at it, it looked like it had to be just completely off the scales. And so many of you have chipped in and donated money. And the remember, there are people who were injured here too. 237 people were injured as well, and went to the hospital or have gotten out of the hospital. But 306 people are in American Red Cross shelters even now. And looking at more, the thing that is tremendous is well over now $1 million has been donated to try to help those people, because you've got nothing. You have 19,000 power outages. You have an absolute disaster. The absolute disaster. Not even close to having a resemblance of what this town used to look like. But I think the people there are resilient. I think the governor, Mary Fallon, is right, and they'll rebuild. They're working now. They're clearing it out as fast as they can. And don't count these people out. They are one tough breed. Coming up, some odds and ends here on the show. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has to be a couple of things. Of course, the fifth, that was what was pled before Congress. Lois Lerner said that she didn't want to do this as she would advise to do this. And she was heading up the division of the IRS that did everything they could to stop many of the Tea Party organizations from getting their tax-exempt status. So when the meeting was done, when the House Oversight Committee hit its gavel, it was adjourned. That's how they finished this one. I think Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, is leaving the door open. I did have parliamentary procedure once. I heard it was an easy class. So that's what that means. We can come back and talk about it again. It's still kind of on the table. That's a good thing because now there's 30 days of this investigation by the Secretary of the Treasury. Let's see what Jack Lew comes up with. Let's find out specifically what memos were handed out and what were the things that happened, the people who are tied to them at the upper levels. Not the minions who were told to do it, the other people. In London, this is completely shocking, and I can't even look at the picture of this creep anymore, but blood on his hands and pure hatred in his dark, cold eyes. That's what it looked like to me, some fanatics, Islamic fanatics, with meat cleavers butchering a British soldier and saying that this is a warning to all of you that are seeing this, Allah Akbar. That's part of the frenzied attack. That's what they were screaming. A meat cleaver chopping him up. There were two men in their 20s. They waited for the police to arrive, and then they started charging at the cops, too, with their knives and their meat Cleaver. So people were shocked when they went by this because they were, that's what happened. It was 200 yards from the barracks, close to a primary school there, so they were arrested. And it's just sickening. The British Prime Minister David Cameron called it sickening. He's right. He says Britain will never buckle in the face of terror. I think it's pretty frightening that that happened, that they went after the cops, went after this soldier who lost his life. You know, how about making that phone call? Thanks for your service. You're not going to believe what happened right there on the street in the middle of London. Some strange things are happening with the Department of Justice, I have to say. I don't think this is, let's pick on them, let's jump on the bandwagon. It's not jumping on the bandwagon. It doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever. I always say this, if you want to have part of the conversation with me, you can. I don't care what your persuasion. The door is always open, 855-266-5283. But the Department of Justice has seized the phone records of numbers that are associated with the White House staff and with Fox News reporters. That's now the latest. And this goes back to a document filed in October of 2011. It was in the case of Stephen Jin-Woo Kim. You remember this? He was a State Department contractor who they say violated the Espionage Act for leaking classified information to a Fox News reporter. So they're going through all the records they possibly can, not just Rosen's, but now they're going over other records, too. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. And James Rosen, does he look like a terrorist in a suit? I don't know. Terrorizing the camera? This is ridiculous. And whatever they're doing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and, whatever is supposed to be fair, balanced, and transparent, it's not working, it's not happening. It's not any of those things. They would have been better off saying, we're going to do what we want, and we're going to try to do whatever we can to make sure you don't really know about it. How's that? Yeah, there's no end in sight to this. No end in sight to the harassment. All right, speaking of harassment, this is shocking, sad, and there are no words. A West Point sergeant is in charge of 125 cadets. He's teaching them. That's when you come in, you've killed yourself to get to the academy, and then this. From 2009 to 2012, if you were a woman, he saw you naked. Half naked, full naked, whatever it might be. He took pictures of you. Absolutely. Who is that? Sergeant First Class Michael McClendon. Oh, he's going to face the music. He's had some charges filed against him and includes cruelty and maltreatment and indecent acts, dereliction in the performance of duty, and actions prejudicial to good order and discipline. So the U.S. military is under massive scrutiny for what? The way they handle sexual harassment abuse cases anyway. And so here we go again. Just another one. Sad thing is, as I mentioned, the fact that so many really live, breathe, and talk about getting in West Point for a long time when they're just kids in elementary school. Then they finally get there and this happens. This happens. And the Army is just going to have to face the music along with everybody else in the military. They got to get to the bottom of the people that they're putting in charge of these programs, got to get to the bottom of what the problem is and replace them and figure out a more efficient way to police what's happening, because it's just gone absolutely way too far. Somebody goes and is willing to go through what you have to go through as a cadet so they can be service ready in whatever function they are, and then that's what you see. Wow. All right, bravo. We need a daily salute. I got to throw this in here. I just happened to hear this story. Father and his daughter actually rescued a guy who was going to dive off the Golden Gate Bridge. Sadly, that happens much more than you would think. It happens in New York. They've got 5 bridges that connect New Jersey, Connecticut, and other areas to the city. And it happens a lot in California. Scott Waleka was taking a 38-foot boat to San Francisco at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday when his daughter saw a man jump. They heard a Coast Guard radio call for a jumper in the water moments later, and they just sailed right toward him. They saw him. They could see the light that was on top of him because it was a CHP helicopter, and they grabbed a life sling. They threw it overboard, and his legs looked like they were broken, and they pulled him in. They pulled him in. The police say he's 31 and homeless. And, again, the fact that they just got there as fast as they could and pulled him out, bravo for them. And what happens to this man? Hopefully he gets some help. All right, this whole dialing of 911, this is my last word in odds and ends. People, you cannot dial 911 to say you need a McDonald's hamburger for the umpteenth time, or you didn't get what you should have gotten through the means of a drive-thru. This seems to happen way too much. In this case, it has nothing to do with fast food, but in South Florida, they say a guy's charged with murder. He was overheard discussing the killing when his cell phone pocket dialed 911. I'd say that was a timely call, wouldn't you? The Broward Sheriff's Office says 24-year-old Scott Simon is charged with first-degree murder in the May 5th shooting of 33-year-old Nicholas Walker. Walker was shot while driving his car on 95. And on the call, Simon is heard on the 911 call telling someone he's going to follow the victim home and kill him. They say that they believe, anyway, he coordinated the killing and did not pull the trigger himself. It happened after they got into a fight with Walker at a Waffle House, and they're still looking for the two others, but what a dope. So he just lays out the whole murder right there on the 911 call. What are the odds? What are the odds of that happening, I tell you? Coming up here as we climb the wall on the other side, guess who's going to meet us? Our pal Ben Fuchs. Ben has a great conversation about this paleo diet thing that a lot of men are on, and whether it's good or bad, and plus some really simple things we can do to just be healthier so we don't have to have rotator cuff surgery or heart surgery or some of the other things that we go in for that unfortunately can be so debilitating.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web. web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On, we were talking about diets and fads and what people do and things that they subtract from eating, like get rid of all the carbs or get rid of all the meat or do things in between or just simply juice all the way across the board. There's no doubt that people want to lose weight, men and women, and they want to be healthier, you would think. But some of the diets are kind of crazy. I know my cousin was on the, who wasn't heavy, but he decided paleo diet was the way for him, and it's funny because Ben brought that up last, pharmacist Ben brought that up last time we had him on the show, and we said we would talk about it this time around, so he's in the wings right now. Pharmacist Ben, we have a lot to talk about. People have been dying to hear about your thoughts on the paleo diet, and I want to tell everyone, because your website is wonderful, it has so much information.
Thank you.
To pharmacistben.com. Kudos to the dude who put that together.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Katie. I'm very proud of it. And unfortunately, now I got to keep updating my blog, and it's a lot of work now. He's got me doing. This guy's got me jumping through a bunch of hoops and making comments and checking other sites, and it is kind of complicated. But you know what? It's a 20 years ago, I couldn't have done stuff like this. An independent guy, a single guy with a message, he couldn't have done stuff like this. 10 years ago, even. You know, this is amazing what we can pull off with technology, how the individual is empowered to be able to express himself and on top of that make a living expressing himself just that in his underwear, in his bedroom or his living room, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. And it is powerful. It's the power of the information, and
yeah,
we've told your story before. You went to journalism school, and then you dove into pharmacology, and you really schooled yourself in it. So you're, what do they call it? It's when you're in your wheelhouse and you've been doing something, it seems like, for it's like the 10,000 hour rule.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Timothy Ferris writes about that.
I
always thought if you learn something, I always thought if you study something or you learn something that you could talk about for 10 seconds, and you learn two or three of them a day, at the end of a couple of years, you're going to be able to talk about anything you want to talk about for an hour, for two, for three or four hours, like a world expert. If you just three or four things a day, keep plugging away, and just be able to express yourself for 5 or 10 seconds on each thing. At the end of a year, at the end of 2 years, you're going to be a world expert in whatever you do. And it's just a matter of keeping doing it. But you know what that requires, Katie? It requires loving something. It requires being passionate about something. It's not just going to happen, and you can't force yourself to study. You can't force yourself to work. I read about chemistry when I'm, you know, in a restaurant. My kid used to get mad at me because I carry little chemistry books with me. Little books about, she was embarrassed because I read about menopause while we were waiting for dinner, you know, and it's like I would do it because I loved studying about how the body worked. I loved studying chemistry. I just loved it. Some people like football, so they can read, they know John Elway's statistics. Or some people like baseball, you know, who holds the record for how many home runs in a season. It's whatever you love to do, you're going to do it, and you're going to accumulate information about it, and you're going to study it and learn about it voluntarily. But the trick is you got to find something you love to do, and I'm very blessed. I found something that I love to learn about and that I love to do, and that's chemistry. And that gives me a lot of power, because chemistry is everything. Chemistry is food. Chemistry is medicine. Chemistry is how people get along in social interactions. Chemistry is how you take care of your body. Chemistry is health and wellness. There's so many aspects to chemistry. If you love chemistry, it allows you to be an expert in so many different relevant fields germane to the human existence. And I'm, for some reason, I'm just blessed and to love this idea of how molecules go together, how things go together.
Yeah. And as I was saying about you hope, because you always emphasize this, which I love, that people want to get healthy. It's not all about, well, I just want to weigh 2 pounds, but I'm going to eat a cheeseburger a day. Because you know people do that. They eat nothing but crap, but it's only once a day, and it's whatever, 1,000 calories, which is terrible for your body, isn't it?
I'm telling you, but not only that, over the long run, your thyroid will slow down to compensate for the lack of calories. And you'll end up, your metabolism will slow down, and you won't lose the weight anymore. You know, this obsession with weight is this confusion we have about the map and the territory. You know, we confuse the map for the territory. The weight gain and obesity are the map. They're a sign. They're a road to our biochemical breakdown. They're pointing to our biochemical breakdown the way a sign points you to a city. And you're not going to go there on your vacation on a sign that says Miami Beach. You're going to go to Miami Beach. You know, this idea that we have about losing weight is really confusing the sign for the city, the map for the territory. When you are healthy, your weight will reflect that health. Now, if it's a little big, it's a little small, you're a little thin, you're a little thick, whatever it is, if you're healthy, your weight will consequently be healthy as well. Now, you can manipulate your weight to fake people out, but that's the same kind of thing as putting red on your lips to make it look like you're sexy and beautiful, or rouge on your cheeks to make it look like you're young and healthy, you know, or it's like putting lipstick on the mirror to make the mirror look beautiful, to make you look beautiful because you're in the mirror. We confuse the symbol, we confuse the signs for what really is good health. Now, when it comes to weight, if you're overweight, it happens to be a problem because it's going to throw off the rest of your chemistry, but the real problem isn't your weight. The real problem is the metabolism underneath your weight. And when you address your metabolic issues, and I can tell you, I do a radio program once a day for an hour a day talking to people how they can address their metabolism. Metabolism, by the way, is a big fancy word that is nothing more than the sum total of the chemistry in your body, the sum total of the chemical reactions in your body. And all disease is a problem with metabolism, with the sum total of the chemical reactions in your body. And when you're gaining weight, you have a metabolic issue. It means that something is wrong in the chemistry. So what do? You manipulate the chemistry. Now, how do you manipulate the chemistry? There's two key ways to manipulate your chemistry of your body. There's two main ways. One is the food and water that you put into your body, this is from a physical level, that is, the food and water that you put into your body and the oxygen that you breathe. That is how you manipulate the metabolism of your body. So you don't want to be focusing on losing weight, on foods that help you lose weight, or on diet plans that help you lose weight. You want to focus on foods that control or that create a change in your metabolism. It's in the chemistry. This is why we always talk about power foods. Power foods are power foods because they change the metabolism. They change the chemistry of the body. Earlier, last year when we did the program, I was telling you about, we talked about water. We talked about oxygen. We talked about how important water and oxygen are. Why are they important? Because they change the metabolism of the body. It's like a code. Metabolism is like the code to a safe. And by changing the code to the safe, you can open the door. By changing the metabolism, you can open the door to whatever kind of results you want. So when it comes to losing weight, one of the key strategies for changing your metabolism is to make sure you're staying away from foods that throw off your blood sugar. It is the number one thing you can do to lose weight. It's the number one thing you can do to drop your blood pressure. It's the number one thing you can do to lower your cholesterol. It's the number one thing you can do to lower your blood fats. It's the number one thing you can do to relax your adrenal glands. It's the number one thing you can do to live longer is simply to stabilize your blood sugar, to keep it from going up and keep it from going up and down and up and down and up and down. We've got dietitians, and by the way, the last person you ever want to take diet advice from is a dietitian. We've got dietitians telling people to eat 5 or 6 meals a day, right? Five or six. You want to graze through the day, they tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this? You want to eat throughout the day. That's the dumbest thing you could do because that assures your insulin will insulin, which is your blood sugar handling hormone, will stay high. What you want to do is you want to eat as little as possible to keep your insulin and your blood sugar chemistry nice and low and relaxed. I think I said this last week, but if I didn't, let me say it again. In the best of circumstances, eating is a tremendous toxic stress on the body. I'm talking about eating salads. I'm talking about eating the best of foods. I don't remember. Did we talk about this last week? I'm not sure if we did or not.
We did. Yeah, a little bit.
Any food puts a tremendous stress on the body,
yes.
Let alone the crapola most of us are eating, which is why if you keep your intake, your caloric intake low, but you maintain your metabolism, this is key. You can't just not have calories. You've got to maintain your metabolic rate. You will lose weight. And the best way to do that is to make sure you're getting most of your calories from vegetables, protein, and essential fatty acids, and not shirking on the micronutrients like the kind you get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You want to make sure you're getting replacing the fast burning. When I say fast burning, think of taking a match to something and making it go poof. You ever stick a marshmallow in a fire?
Oh, yeah.
What happens to the marshmallow? It goes poof, right? Instantly.
Yep, instantly.
Why? What is the marshmallow made of?
Crap.
Pure, though. What is it?
Sugar.
It is
it's all sugar.
Sugar. Exactly. Yeah. This is what happens when you eat sugar in the body. It combusts, and it combusts quickly. And combustion is a very serious... The body takes combustion very seriously. And over the course of time, this combustion is what gradually kills us. Now, the body, because this combustion is so serious, you can imagine little fires going on. The body has evolved a very high-tech mechanism for taking care of all that explosive sugar, all that combustive carbohydrate. Do you know what that high-tech mechanism is called? It's called our fat butts. That's what it's called. The way the body handles sugar is by sticking it on your butt or on your hips or on your gut. And so if you want to drop the pounds, drop the sugar. It's as simple as that. And that means bread and pasta and everything else that break down into sugar. But you can't use willpower, Katie. It doesn't work because sugar is an extremely important substance in the body. I mean, they put it right in your IV if you go in the hospital because sugar is how your brain runs. So you need to have some sugar. So what you want to do if you're a sugaraholic, and by the way, there's also happy hormones that are connected. I don't want to say happy, but stress management hormones, serotonin specifically, that are tied into sugar intake as well. So we intake sugar, number one, because we're hardwired to go for it. Because it feeds our brain, and we go for sugar as well because we self-medicate to build up our stress management system, our stress management hormones, serotonin. So what you want to do, instead of using willpower, which is very difficult, and even if it works in the short run, it's not going to work in the long run, you want to figure out how to replace that sugar with chemistry that the body can use. And the chemistry that the body can use in place of sugar is protein supported by essential fats.
All right, this stuff is great. Hold on. We're here with Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the flip side.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
KMFGardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Continuing our conversation with pharmacist Ben, good, useful information that you can carry around with you.
And so what you want to do to lose weight, this is the fastest, simplest way to lose weight. And remember, Katie, because you're losing weight metabolically, not carving it off by forcing the weight off, but by hacking into the system, you get multiple benefits. Your blood pressure drops. Your cholesterol drops. I mean, it drops like a stone. And your blood fats drop, and your longevity increases, and your inflammatory diseases decrease as well. All by restricting your intake of fast-burning foods, which is basically sugars and processed fats to a certain extent, and replacing them with protein and essential fatty acids. And by the way, you will feel extremely satisfied. You won't, unless you're addicted to sugar psychologically, which some people are, from a physiologic perspective, protein, and I'm not talking steak here. I'm not talking hamburgers. That's not the kind of protein I'm talking about. Quality protein and essential fatty acids in conjunction with micronutrients and salt will allow you to drop the pounds quickly. And I'm talking within days you'll start to notice your weight drops. I have people call me up. They don't even try to lose the weight. And they're losing 20, 30, 50, upwards of 90 to 100 pounds I've seen. People losing weight doing this kind of strategy without any fancy schmancy diets, the Weight Watchers, you know, Nutrigenics, Slimgenics, whatever those are. Maybe they're great, but you don't need them. But you need to up your intake of protein, and then fats, and then and veggies, and then your micronutrients. And this gets us to the paleo diet, because you know what? That's the paleo diet. the way I look at it, the paleo diet isn't sausage. The paleo diet is eat, and this is what people think the paleo diet is. Oh, I can eat all the sausage and fries that I want because paleos ate potatoes and paleos ate meat. You know? They didn't eat French fries, though, and they didn't even eat potatoes. I don't even think they had potatoes. The point is they had certain tubers. The point is that what people call paleo is just common sense logic. Riding the biochemical wave of the body. As my grandmother used to say, riding the horse the way it's going. You know, the biochemistry of the body is in heading in a direction. It has a direction it likes to go in. We have systematically created a food system that is designed to go 180 degrees opposite of how the body's biochemistry wants to go, which is why 80% of Americans over the age of 20 are beginning to show signs of metabolic disease. Did you hear that? 80%!
That's crazy.
People over 20 are starting to decay process. Degeneration process. We're starting to rot at age 20. I was listening to a guy. My mom's having shoulder surgery. I warned her for years. I said, Mom, if you keep taking that Arbor medicine, you're not going to absorb your minerals. Your body's going to dissolve. And sure enough, it's happening. And so she has this shoulder that's hanging by a thread. So we were listening to doctors on the computer talk about why they should go to their office to have the surgical procedure done. And one doctor's talking, he's saying, you know, we are starting to see
dislocated shoulders and stuff.
Not dislocated, rotator cuff surgery.
Oh,
we're trying to see degenerated shoulders in people younger and younger. He's saying we used to see them when people were 60 and 70. Now we're seeing them when people are 30 and 40.
Oh,
he's saying
bad.
This. And he doesn't understand the irony of this. It's the medical model that has created this. It's our reliance on medicine that has created this health mess that we are in. And this is so important, Katie, because so many of us are conditioned to believe that the doctor can help us with our health. The doctor is, I'm not ripping on doctors. They're too easy a target. It's tacky. I don't want to do it. But the modern medical model has created a situation where we have come to count on professionals who are helpless at the level of degeneration and metabolism to make a difference in our health. There's no drugs that can do it. There's no surgery that can do it. Unless you have a doctor who understands biochemistry and can sit down and tell you how to change your life, there's no doctor who can do it. But the good news is we can do it. We can do it ourselves, and we can begin to do it today. Number one, eat less calories. That's so important. Just yesterday, a study came out talking about caloric restriction protecting the nerves in mice that had brain damage, help protect the nerves. Caloric restriction. Caloric restriction is the ultimate longevity and healing strategy. The ultimate. And this is where power foods come in. Drink more water. Water dilutes sugar in your blood. Water increases the excretion of sugar out of the blood. Water increases the excretion of poisons out of the system. Water dilutes toxicity and acid in the blood. Drinking more water. You know how many people I talk to, Katie, that say they don't like to drink water?
I know.
They don't want to drink water. Now, please, how can you say, I have a body, but I don't want to drink water? There's a cost of doing business to having a body.
Right.
You know, if you have a business, it's like saying, well, I want to be in business, but I don't want to pay the rent. You know? Right?
Good analogy. Great analogy.
That's what it's like saying. I don't want to drink water. I want to have a body. I want to be healthy, but I don't want to drink water. It's like saying, I want to have a business, but I don't want to pay any overhead. Well, drinking water ain't that difficult, first of all, and you're going to feel better. But if you don't want to do it anyway, because it's important to do for the health of the body. And it's these little kind of strategies that we can employ that will keep us out of the doctor's office. And you know what else, Katie? Guess what we have coming up this year, if it hasn't already started? It's called Obamacare. And let me tell you something, from somebody who's been a pharmacist for the federal government, I was a pharmacist for the Public Health Service, let me tell you something. The last people you want screwing around with your health are the bureaucrats in Washington. And that's what's getting set to happen. So if we didn't have an incentive to take care of our health before, let me tell you, with Obamacare around the corner, you better believe we've got a massive incentive. So I know we didn't talk about the paleo diet, but in a way we did, because everything we talk about is paleo. Paleo is not necessarily just eating more meat, which is what a lot of people think it is. It's eating the way the body wants you to eat, respecting the paleo chemistry of the body, the ancient chemistry of the body, the evolutionary chemistry of the body. That's what paleo is.
Yeah. So it's, as you said, and you've said this so many times, less calories. Think about it when you're at lunch, when you go to lunch, all that kind of stuff. Drink water.
Drink
water. Water helps. It fills you up, too. Fills you up.
Here's a little trick. You want a little trick for
the road?
I got a couple little tricks. I'll just give you one.
Tell me one. Yeah,
should we tell you one or should we wait?
No, give us one, and then we'll tease it next time.
Okay, the second one. I better write these down, because I always forget to tell you. Here's a great one when you're hungry, okay? You know, hunger is very interesting. What do you love to eat, Katie? I want to work
salty
with you.
Salty foods.
Pretzels?
My crutch was that kind of stuff, yeah.
Pretzels? Okay, let's take pretzels a good one if I want to pick on a food for you? Okay.
Yes,
so take pretzels. Take your favorite kind of pretzels. You like soft or hard ones?
Soft,
chewy ones, like Annie Ann's or whatever they call them. Okay. Are you like mustard on top?
Uh-huh.
No, okay. See, that's an East Coast thing, by the way.
It is.
So you get a soft, chewy, salty, delicious pretzel with mustard on top, right? Now,
right.
I want you to think about it. You thinking about it now?
Yeah.
Okay, now obviously it's good taste. It's a good thing.
Salt,
it's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Now, localize where in your body that pleasure is. Localize it. See if you can find where that is. That sense of pleasure.
The sense of pleasure is I kind of feel it in my head, and I kind of feel it in my mouth.
Specifically, your mouth. Mm-hmm. You don't have any feelings in your head.
Mouth. I can have an image of it.
But the kinesthetic sense, body sense is. It's the
definitely
mouth.
It's my mouth.
It's
yeah.
the little tiny inch, the little tiny, 2 inches maybe of your mouth? It's two
mm-hmm.
square inches or something?
Mm-hmm.
This is where our eating behaviors are localized. But if we can take that eating behavior drive, that localization of eating behavior, the drive, if you will, not the eating behavior, but the drive is located in the mouth area for everybody. And it's based on the electrical energy that occurs in the mouth as we eat. Now, if you could take that attention, are you placing your attention in the mouth where that flavor is, where that little shot of salt is and all that? Now, place it in your stomach. Place it down to your stomach and notice that there's no sensation in your stomach.
No.
If you could place your attention, take your attention away from your mouth area where all that energy is and put it on your stomach, you'll notice an immediate ceasing of the drive to eat. Can you feel how it changes?
Oh, yeah.
The key.
Yep.
Whenever you crave a food, first pay attention to where that craving is. You almost always find it's right in the mouth area. It's not in the eyes. It's not in the head. It's on the fingers, not on the toes. It's in this little area in the mouth. And if you can now place your attention that's now in the mouth area when you're craving your food and put it down in the stomach and notice in the stomach, in the belly area, there's no pleasure sensation, none whatsoever. In fact, for many of us, it's a displeasant sense, especially if it's a heavy food like ice cream or something. You place your attention in your stomach, you're going to get not only no sensation, you'll get a negative sensation. And if you do it long enough and often enough with specific foods, you'll find that those foods no longer press your hot buttons. And that's just a little
trick. I love it.
I
honestly could feel it. I'm going to
do it every time, and you'll notice it'll kill your appetite, especially if you're one of those people who's addicted to food.
Oh, yeah. Let's try it. Everybody, how it works out. PharmacistFen.com. Go check it out. Pharmacist Fen, we'll learn some more tricks next week. Thank you so much.
Take care. Thanks a lot.
Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again, so let's sing a song.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.